nonprofits? Let's raise more money. For this episode, Jason and Trevor reveal the three most prominent questions you should be asking yourself as a nonprofit professional. Let's get right into it.
Hey everybody, we're here and it's Trevor, Jason. Hope you guys
Hello.
Are doing great. We wanted to hop into something. Trevor's got three questions he's going to pose to you.
Yep.
And this is really kind of whenever the other shoe drops, whenever, you know, things don't go right, there's something going on because, you know, there's always something going on.
Yeah.
If you watch the news,
inevitably.
There's a million things. But guess what? If you go back 25 years ago, there was something going on. If you go back 50 years ago, there was something going on, 100 years. So there's always going to be something. And it's about what you do in those times. Whenever, you know, we came out of COVID, about what did you do? How did you handle it? And things like that, that are inevitably going to come again. And, you know, it may not be just, maybe not be a global pandemic, but maybe it's just something in your community. Maybe it's something personally for you or in your organization. So
yep.
How do you yep. deal with those things?
And we want to turn this, we're going to ask some questions and we're going to ask you to ask yourself these questions so you can do it and write it down as we go. I've definitely written them down. Jason and I have talked about this ad nauseum because we want you, basically what we want to help you do is write a success story. Part of what we do is, you know, of course, helping others, especially organizations, win. We want to see you win, regardless of what's going on. The shoe's always going to drop. Inevitably, there's going to be something going on. There's going to be a looming recession. There's going to be political unrest. There's going to be global conflict. I get it. We get it. So ask yourself these questions. We're going to pose three questions, and then Jason and I are going to riff, and we might not agree on everything. Who knows? You might not even agree with us or what have you. Ask yourself these questions. What's your role? What's your mission? What's your elevator pitch? For us, we help nonprofits raise more money.
Well, that's it. You know, when we look at it corporately, that is everything from top to bottom, what we do. It's in our DNA. It's sewn right into the fabric of this company and how it was formed and what it was built. And everybody in our organization understands that.
We're all in lockstep doing the same thing, whether it's coaching, offering trips and experiences, software, being an ear for folks, offering encouragement, the webinars, this lovely podcast, whatever it is, it's all driving towards one mission. So that's our elevator pitch, if you will. We help nonprofits raise more money. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we want you to ask yourself that question.
Well, and I think you need to ask it two ways. One is what does your organization do?
Yep.
And then two, what do you do within the organization?
Great layering.
And yep. And I think those two things are very, very apparent because, you know, if your job's to wash the dishes, what do? You wash the dishes. If there's no dirty dishes, you know, you sweep the floor. If the floor doesn't need to be sweeped, you mop. You know what I mean? You kind of say what needs to be done.
Yep.
And I think that's what we have to do as nonprofit professionals, you know, whether we're working for a nonprofit or as we are a for-profit company that works exclusively with nonprofits, we have to decide, you know, see what our job is, you know.
It's never a bad time to ask yourself that question and identify those things. I actually think doing self-audits and being self-aware, I think, is a really great tool, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how often you do that, but it's a good idea.
See, and I would add this, not as a title.
No,
see, I think
we're not big on titles.
Well, yeah, you can just look at our stuff. If you ever see it, you'd never see anything on ours. So we're just, because we're the jack of all trades. We do whatever it takes. And, we're like the Swiss Army knife guys. We do whatever it takes. But I think it's really important for people to think that, especially because if you're an executive director and you say, well, I'm the executive director. Yeah. But what is it that you do?
Yeah.
Your expertise and your experience and everything that you do is more slanted into programming, that's probably where you're going to be and where your strengths are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you're more of the fundraiser and the rainmaker, that's where your strengths are and that's where it lies. And so I think really having a good understanding and identifying that, not only, you know, to put it on your signature, but when you look at that person in the mirror to understand, this is what I do.
Yep. Yep.
This is me. This is who I in my work world.
And
we're talking about this. We understand work-life balance. We're not, and nonprofit professionals are terrible at this, which I would say that's why they're good at it. You know, just like we don't And sometimes our wives might get a little frustrated with us, but we don't stop being doing what we do.
It's rare for us to unplug. Yeah.
Yeah. Not completely. Yeah. And because, yeah. You know, this is just what, you know, being an entrepreneur too is, you know, it's a disorder. So to some point, but
it's an affliction.
But I think really understanding what is you and the time to do it is not when the shoe drops, not in the middle of disaster.
Let's identify these things early.
Now.
Yep.
You know, you need to just, you know, what is it that you do, your organization, and what do you do as an individual within that organization?
Love that. Love that. Number two. Yeah. Going to be a little simpler. Do you like what you do? Do you enjoy your job description? Do you enjoy your mission? Those layers.
See, I'm going to push back.
Please.
A little bit. I think that it may not be your dream job.
Okay.
And I don't think those two matter.
No.
See, I think
you have
a job.
You have a job to do.
I think loving what you do is simply it's that you've made a decision to love what you do. I absolutely do that. You like what you do. Now, if your dream job is being a lumberjack in Northern Oregon, okay, I get it. That's really what your dream job is. But, mm-hmm. you know, the fact is you've never swung an axe. You've never, you know, started a chainsaw.
Sure.
Those two things may not happen. And maybe that's something you're going to do later on in life.
Yeah.
But now, you know, you're in the nonprofit business and this is what you do and where you're at. Yeah. But I don't think it really matters what kind of job you have. I think that you have to decide that you love and you like what you do. Because it shows that you care about the job that you do. Yeah. Your love becomes from doing a great job.
Yeah.
If you're mopping the floors, by gosh, I'm going to have the cleanest floor. I'm going to be the best floor mopper there is.
Jason, you're right to push back. So maybe we should restructure that and say, do you care?
Well, I think I think it is. I think you've got to do, because what happens is everybody gets tied up and yeah. No one's immune to this. Okay. We're all susceptible to it, mm-hmm. but I think it's as individuals, especially in, you know, a lot of times in the nonprofit world, let's say that you're a director of development. Well, what does most directors of development want to do? They want to become an executive director, mm-hmm. you know, somebody that's in a staff member, they want to move up into the C-suite, you know, to become an executive or mm-hmm. A director level, whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes people get caught up in that part mm-hmm. and they think, if only I get to this next level, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
You don't,
trust the process.
There's always a next level. Yeah.
You gotta be process driven in that regard and be patient with yourself for sure. I love that.
Well, the thing is, it's you're going to get that position and you're still not going to be happy because your decision is based on achieving
perceived happiness,
not being something,
not in the work.
There's a difference. Not in the work.
Yep. So, do you like it? Do you love it? Do you care? Let's kind of just weave those in together. And I love the way you push that back. Actually, that's perfect. Do you care? Do you care about it? And you should. You should be the best. You should try your very best, because there's nobility in that. That's our opinion, right? We share.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're in a deal that you hate and you feel like you're trapped there for something,
let's have a talk.
Need to quit and go do
don't
something
put your
else.
Happiness at a premium. You've got a premium on your happiness.
Yeah, you've got a whole different situation and scenario.
Yeah. Don't go past go. If you hate what you're doing right now, let's have a talk and see if we can help you or something, or have that conversation with someone that you know that you're close with, you know.
Well, you got to fall in love with the process. And I think that's where everybody's got to do. You've got to fall in love with the process, not with the result.
I love that. Yeah. Process oriented. Absolutely. So ask yourself those questions, folks. Number three. If the shoe drops, which inevitably in this world will, we'll use COVID as an example, looming recession, global conflict, as we mentioned, natural disasters, something internal, something happens to your team, someone massive moves along, what have you, the shoe drops, are you going to continue doing what you do? And our contention is, you're not only going to have to continue what you do, you might actually have to get better at it. And I would push back and say, if anyone disagrees, that you have an obligation to do what you do to the best of your ability and be great at it.
Well, I think what you're saying is, are you going to use it as an opportunity or are you going to use it as an excuse?
100%.
because a lot of times everybody has an excuse. It becomes this excuse. Well, and you know, we've heard it. Trevor and I have heard this 9,000 times if we've heard it once. Well, because of COVID. Well, because of COVID. Well, yeah. Because of COVID. Well, because of COVID. Well, due to COVID. And I just, if I had my flag, I'd throw my flag right now, because I just want to throw the flag on him and say, that's not an excuse. It's a circumstance. It's a circumstance, but it's not an excuse for you not to do what you do.
We're not being insensitive, and we're not saying those things can't be painful, because they will be a lot of times.
Well, it is.
How long are they going to keep you down? Because we know folks that are near and dear to us, that are friends, that, for instance, were raising money during COVID at record levels.
Well, I think that's the deal. People we don't know, and maybe not near, raise money at record levels because they kept doing what they do. They didn't sit there and go, well, golly, nobody wants to give money. And I'm telling you right now, this is the one thing that makes me absolutely, quite frankly, just really lose respect for people. Is when they say, well, you know, we're in the arts and people really may not be giving, you know, they're not really wanting to give money to the arts. I'm like, what are you talking about? If they cared about it five years ago, if they cared about it 4 years ago or 2 years ago or a year ago, they're going to care about it now.
People are emotionally charged up when these things happen, by the way, and they end up caring for things even more. I mean, I could argue that.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, you know, but it's one of those deals where everybody goes, well, you know, I'm just not so sure that everybody wants to give. What? Who? Did you start reading everybody's mind?
No, you might have been reading too much stuff on the internet.
That's exactly what it was. You know. It became an excuse not to execute and perform. And, you know, sometimes it is hard.
I'm proud of this, Jason, and I didn't want to pat us on the back, and that's definitely not my intention. But during COVID, you know, we grew and we helped a lot of nonprofits. And I'm very proud of the stance that we took. And for those of you who don't know, you know, we, our business, a lot of it, a huge portion of it, is predicated on people gathering in large groups and purchasing trips and experiences.
Yeah, when people don't have galas and charity events.
And people can't go to certain locations because they're actually shut down.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're all about. Well,
you know, so that was a trying time, but we didn't really think about it.
Well, we did. That's not true. I'm just going to tell you, we did think about it and we talked about it a lot, but what we always what we always came back to was, what is it that we do? What do we do?
Love that.
We help people raise money. Okay, let's just do that. Let's not overthink it any more than that. And we just did what we do. And, you know, a lot of you that are probably listening now, maybe be out of some of those efforts that you're here listening to this now, because I just think that there's such opportunity that comes out of that.
There's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of
because there's everybody there's because a lot of people are thinking exactly like what maybe you were thinking, that, well, nobody's going to want to give money right now. It's really doom and gloom time. Let's just all go get back. I'm just going to crawl in bed, pull the covers over my head and just cry it out. And that's okay too sometimes.
You need that sometimes for a day. Be kind to yourself if you're feeling that way, but realize the sun's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to come out, and you know, you still got to go do what
you
do.
And
you
have a job
to
do.
But I want to, you know, take this another level about when that happens, and you go back to those two questions. What is it that I do? Mm-hmm. Okay, I raise money that, you know, is, we use this example all the time, that sponsors kids to go to camp. Okay, mm-hmm. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. And do I love what I do? Yeah, I do. I really enjoy the grind of it. I've fallen in love with the process. When I became the director of development, you know, I wasn't really sure. I really wanted an executive director, but this came along. I took it, and man, I fell in love with these kids and the mission and what we do and do that. And I want to see more go. Okay, so now what do I do? And when I say the shoe drops, I don't know, and I'm not going to make anything up. I'm just going to say, when those times come, you've got to recognize it, acknowledge it, mm-hmm. and then move past it.
Yeah.
And I think that we get caught up in the sensitivity factor. Well, I don't want to be insensitive. Well, I don't want to, you're being insensitive to your cause. You're being insensitive to your mission. You're being, and half the time you call somebody, if you're calling, you know, we're right in the middle of a big campaign. This is a really interesting thing. I talked to so many people that were in the middle of major fundraisers that had just kicked off when everything got shut down, and they still raised every dollar mm-hmm. they had to mm-hmm. because they were committed at that point to the campaign. They had mm-hmm. they laid everything out. I'm talking like this is January, February of 2020. Mm-hmm. They've got this big launch campaign. They launch it. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden the world shuts down. They're like, what do we do?
What
are you
doing?
What you do?
Yeah. What are you doing?
They did. And they just kept following the putt. And guess what? They still made their goal. They still got their raise. They still completed their capital campaign. And it's amazing to me how well they did. And I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I'm reassured.
I think there's something to this. And I'm going to give you guys a little story real quick.
Okay.
So a long time ago, when I first got in the telecom industry, I had my first telephone company. And we would go out and sell phones for business services. Back then it was Southwestern Bell. That's how long ago it was. So we would go sell phone service. And it would snow, you know, had snowed and iced, and everything was icy and snowy, and there just was, it was terrible. But we still had all these appointments, and so we went out there and hit them. Mm-hmm. One of the best, you know, sales times I've ever had, most successful, was whenever it did all that. Was when
no
it snowed, because guess what? Everybody else stayed home.
Yeah.
Everybody's at home asleep because, you know, because it's cold and icy outside. Nobody's doing anything except for who? The business owners. People that own business show up because they got to have things happen.
Got to keep the doors
open. So they would show up. Nobody else would. And then it would be like, they're like, man, if you got out here for this, I'll talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that.
And I think that's the thing, because everybody thinks that whenever the shoe drops, all of a sudden everybody stops giving. And that's just not true.
And there might be less players on the field, and you can take that ball and run with it.
I would say that sometimes it's even the opposite, that it opens up the opportunities.
Oh, for, my goodness. Reach. Yeah.
People to step out into giving away that maybe they haven't given before.
I love that. There's a lot of opportunities that come out when there's unease. And back to the idea, it's mindset driven. You know, your mindset, your mind's going to help you or hurt you in those cases. And we're imploring people to make sure they check in with themselves, ask yourselves these questions.
Well, can I say something real quick? One more.
Of course, brother.
You know, you can't keep doing what you do if you're not really sure what you do in the first place.
I love that.
And how many times do we talk to a nonprofit and we say, okay, you got 30 seconds. Tell me what you do. And they stammer around for a minute. Well, we're a 501c3 charity. We were established in 1958.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they don't really have, they've not thought about that question. What is it that you do?
Yep.
If your job is sending kids to camp, we send kids to camp.
We do the best we can.
Okay, tell me more about that. What you just did is created a conversation.
Yep.
See, you tell somebody what you do and you start a conversation. People ask me, they go, well, what do you do? I said, well, we help nonprofits raise more money.
How do you do that?
So then it creates this conversation.
Yeah.
And that's what you want to do, is engage with people. So that's one thing, is what do you do? And then, you know, do you love what you do? Fall in love with the process.
Love that.
If you hate it, if you wake up, you need to think about why you hate it. Obviously, you took the position, you took the job. You're there for a reason. Is it because maybe one of your coworkers, is a burr under your backside? Maybe your manager isn't stroking you and giving you the accolades you think you're due. Maybe you're not making as much money. Well, those are conversations that you got to go have, because you've got to get yourself lined up. Because if you're not doing that, if you're not lifting things up, you're just tearing them down, and you're going to do it yourself. And, you know, Trevor and I have been around, had people working for us, had been on both sides of that deal, you know, and fortunately everybody that we have on our team believes in what we do. And that's part of our deal when we have them. They believe in the mission. They love what we do, and they're all about it, and they know what they do. They know where they fit into the puzzle, and that without them, the puzzle doesn't work.
Yep.
Without them doing their job at a high level. So they know that.
And then remember, when the shoe drops, we actually are staunch believers that you have an obligation.
Yeah.
You have an obligation.
Yeah.
And we felt that, and it actually feels good. Yeah. It actually feels good. That pressure that you feel when the shoe drops, however it inevitably does in your life, that pressure, if you go about it the right way, that pressure becomes a privilege. That's been said before, but it means a lot to me. And pretty amazing stuff. Pretty amazing stuff.
Well, and just because you identify those things and you say, well, you know, but Trevor, I do know what we do and I do have it, but it's still scary.
Yeah. Hey, guess what?
Yeah. It should be. But it is. And, you know, there's a lot of things that come out that are worthwhile, man.
Your dream should scare you a little bit. You know what I mean? If they're not, they're not lofty enough.
But when the shoe drops, you know, what do you do about that?
It's unsettling.
And this is how I would address that. Because it doesn't, when we say, you know, we're talking about like maybe some calamity or something like that, but it could be really something simple as, you know, my mom's really sick.
Yeah.
I get it.
My executive director died. It could be anything, you know.
You have all those things that take place and happen, whether it's personal, whether it's professional, whether it's just, you know,
global,
environmental.
Whatever, yeah.
But here's what I would tell you. This is what I would say. And control what you can control.
Yep. Can't say that enough. Stay off the internet.
Stay off the internet. You know, okay, are you really going to stop them from closing schools and shutting everything down and, you know, the pandemic and whether to wear a mask or not? You know, it's probably
have an effect on that. Yeah.
You know, it's not within your
control. Doesn't mean don't care, doesn't mean don't be sensitive to what's, you know, bothering or ills
don't be so sensitive. Just let it go and focus on what you do. But
you're not wrong. No, you're not. But you cannot give what you do not have. So if you're not right, you can't give people the best version of yourself. That goes at your home, at your company, at your organization. You cannot give what you do not have. I don't know why this one's always been this one's in my mind a lot lately, but we keep on talking about the internet and staying off of it. I'm being jocular. You know, I'm only half serious. You have to be on the web to function these days. There's just a lot going on, right? An artist, a very well-known artist, once said, there's a battlefield going on with the computers and the internet. There's a battlefield going on. And there's a war going on, pardon me. The battlefield is the mind. And the prize is the soul. So be careful of that. That was said by Prince. And I think people need to be very, very aware of that.
You all didn't know that you were going to go deep with Prince right now.
Hey, man, he was talking about this stuff in the late 90s. Let's just touch on this just for a second.
So, Trevor, here's my question. So, you know, if you can't control all that stuff and you can control what you do, you know, you've got a manager that's just really kind of feel like just holding you back, not giving you the accolades. Control what you can control.
Yeah. Shine.
Yeah.
Be a beacon of light.
If you're stuck and you're the person that has to mop the floor, then make sure that you mop the best floor of all time.
There you go.
Not for your manager, not for anybody else, but for you, because you're the one that has to look in the mirror and know I kicked ass.
I sold out for this. Yeah. I sold out for this. You're not on an island. I love that, bro. I think it's fantastic.
Okay. Well, I hope so, folks.
Yeah. Ask yourself these questions.
Yeah. And if you know somebody that needs to hear this, please share it with them. We'd love to get your feedback. Give us some comments. You can reach out to us directly. Trevor@HGAfundraising.com. Jason@HGAfundraising.com. Please do. We'd happy to.
Yeah. I want to ask a favor. Some stuff. I want to ask a favor. Hey, listen, we're not experts. We're enthusiasts. And we're students of this entire game of life. If you have better questions, I want to hear them. I would love to, as a matter of fact. So I'm throwing it out there. If you guys have better questions, everybody out there, please let us know. Happy to hear them. And we want to continue this conversation because it's a good one. I can't thank you enough, brother. It's really good.
Yep.
Thank
you. See you guys.
All right.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at HGA Fundraising. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.